Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
When you get to the bottom line, nothing has changed over 4 days here in Amarillo, where the Rock Hounds and the Sod Poodles have now met four times. Each has, boy, laid a thumping on the other. The Rock Hounds with a 10-0 win on Thursday, make it 11-0. In fact, Amarillo with a 10-0 win last night. Boy, they went Hodgetown full tilt boogie with five home runs, doing most of the damage. So the teams have split four games. And so the bottom line remains the same. Only now we can look at simply two games, this evening and tomorrow afternoon. If the teams split the next two games, tonight and tomorrow, the Hounds will leave town just as they arrived, two games out of first place. That would be A-OK. You're talking about a very, very tough venue in which to win. Then two games out with 12 to go. You'd rather, of course, have the lead, but you are still very much in it. If Amarillo wins both games, the Rock Hounds' hopes for a playoff spot are virtually gone. Mathematically, of course, they would still be hanging around, but four games behind with 12 to go, just not going to happen. If the Rock Hounds can win two ball games here tonight and tomorrow, well, then all of a sudden you have a tie for the South Division lead with only 12 games to go. So, again, it is exactly the same. We talked about a split for one team or the other winning, basically figuring four games to two, but it all comes down now to just two ball games this weekend as we get into the month of September, which is a little bit scary in itself. The Rock Hounds tonight will face a left-hander who they really got to a little bit last time, but this kid is a top five prospect for the Arizona Diamondbacks. His name is Yu-Min Lin, and he is a left-hander and a very good one. He has a 5-plus ERA. A lot of that, though, is due to his game with the Rock Hounds at Momentum Bank Ballpark, in which he gave up five hits in five innings, four runs all earned. He walked four, struck out eight. So he is really talented, has a bundle of different pitches, and he can be absolutely confounding. He busted into the Double-A ranks with some spectacular stuff. And again, overall, he's now 3-2, 5.19 ERA. But the numbers across the board are really good. Opposition hits only .238 against him, and his whip is very solid at 1.25. So, guy who is on his way up the ladder for sure. For the Rock Hounds, a guy whose stat line for 2023 is absolutely fascinating. That is Joelvis Del Rosario. Right-hander is 1-1. He has a 6.75 earned run average. Now, that's just two games. For Joelvis this season, home and road, whether it was with Lansing, and he spent, of course, almost the entire year with the Advanced A Lugnuts of the Midwest League, or in his two games with the Rock Hounds, he has struggled at home. He has been outstanding on the road. This is the road, but it's also Hodgetown. This is going to be fascinating. His earned run average with Lansing at home, 7.22. On the road with the Lugnuts, 3.09. That's far less than half, obviously. With the Hounds at home against Frisco, he gave up 10 hits in 4 2/3, 7 runs. Against San Antonio on the road, went 6 innings, 5 hits, 1 run, and it was an earned run, but 1 run, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts. So we'll see if the Joelvis Del Rosario home road split continues. Don't know what that would look like down the road, but for right now in this ball game, boy, the Rock Hounds would absolutely love it. So that is our pitching matchup, and these teams have split the first four games. The last two nights have really been lopsided. Hounds handing Amarillo just the fifth shutout defeat in this ballpark's history. The Sod Poodles joined the league in 2019, so 257 home games, and they have been shut out only four times. We have, I believe, a high school choir getting set to sing our Star Spangled Banner, a large group behind home plate, and I think we are ready to go. Let's take you downstairs for the anthem. Oh, Is from. They usually put it up on the scoreboard, and I was hoping that they would. That was beautifully sung. Large choir, and well put together, well arranged. Good job by the director. Good job, everybody. That was one of those gives you a little goosebump or two. Well, it is warm. It is not all that windy. The wind is blowing out. It's picked up just a little bit over the last half hour or so here. And that's a major concern. This is a small ballpark to begin with. And, of course, you add a little bit of elevation here in Amarillo. And if you add breeze that's blowing out, the baseball really flies out of here. Last evening, and you just don't see this very often, Seth Beer had three home runs. He did it in his first three at-bats on five pitches. Caleb Roberts had two home runs in the ball game, and early on it was simply the home run that put the home runs, plural actually, that put the Sod Poodles in complete command. They scored their first eight runs of the game while leaving just one man on base. So if the Sod Poodles had it rocking and rolling last night after the Rockhounds handed them a very rare home shutout the night before. Yu Min Lin has baseball in hand, and the young left-hander throws the first pitch of our game right after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
We have ourselves 99 degrees at first pitch, bright sunshine, and again, hasn't been a cloud over this ballpark for the last four games now. Yu Min Lin will face Cooper Bowman to lead it off, and again, this is certainly the most critical and most, I guess, significant weekend of the season so far. We'll see what unfolds. Here is the left-hander for the Sod Poodles, and Cooper standing in, and from Amarillo, the first pitch of our ballgame is down and away, ball one. Cooper, second baseman at 265. No, I'm serious. Sounded like the kid was responding. Sorry. Pitch down and away for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Drew Swift on deck. He's the third baseman. Drew batting number two. Max Muncy is the shortstop, and he's batting third. Max at short. Set by Yu Min Lin. Delivery, and that will find the outside corner of the knees. Count goes 2-1 to Cooper. Middle third of the order, Lazaro Armenteros is the right fielder. Batting in the cleanup spot, Lazaro. Cameron Masterman, the left fielder, batting fifth. Cameron in left. 2-1, pitch to Bowman. Just missed. Again, sometimes very tough to tell from this angle. Inside, outside, but the pitch missed, and it's 3-1. Lynn with the sign, comes set. Into the motion, and his pitch to Cooper, and that is outside. Cooper, a little check swing, didn't go. The crowd will groan, but that wasn't much of a swing. So Cooper Bowman will reach base. 29 stolen bases for Cooper. Left-hander on the mound, and we'll see if he decides to go here. Rest of the order, Daniel Susak, who has made his presence felt in his debut. Batting sixth, he'll be the DH in this game. Daniel Susak, the DH. Jack Winkler at first base, batting seventh. Jack Winkler is at first. Cooper with a good lead. Pitch sails way up high for a ball to Swift, 1-0. William Simonite will catch in this evening's ball game in bat eighth. William Simonite behind the plate. And Caden Trinkle, bats ninth in center field. Caden in center. Pitch, and that'll get there to Drew, called strike, and the count goes 1-1. A breaking pitch at 84. Yumin Lin, not a real big guy, but again, great mix of pitches. Lots of international experience. Toss over here to first base, gloved by Seth Beer. Yumin Lin, only 5'11". It concerns some folks, 160 pounds. He's only 20 from Taichung, Taiwan. A couple of 20-year-olds on this team. The pitch down and away for a ball. It's 2-1 to Drew. Drew Swift at 281. And he has bumped that average up over the last month significantly so. No home runs, 27 driven in. Bowman with a good lead, not going. Pitch to Swift, swing and a miss. Count goes 2-2. So it's Bowman, Swift, and Muncy, the top third of the Hounds' order. Armenteros, Masterman, and Susak in the middle. And Winkler, Simonite, and Trinkle will round it out. Cooper the lead. Lynn comes set. Pitches down and away. The count goes full, 3-2. So now decision time for Bobby Crosby and company. You send Cooper Bowman here. Juan Centeno behind home plate. Veteran catcher, a lot of big league experience. Set by Lynn. Bowman not going. Pitch to Drew, and he fouls it back, and the count stays 3-2. Defensively tonight for Amarillo, Caleb Roberts is in left field. A.J. Vukovic is in center. He'll battle the sun for a while, and in right field, looking directly into it, is Nathy Castillo. There's a lot of experience here. He's seen this before, but that sun's shining right at him. Stretch and pitch by Lynn. Swing and a miss, and Drew Swift is out on strikes. Like a slider away, and a walk now and a strikeout. One man on and one out, and here's Max Muncy. The infield has Ivan Melendez at third base. Giancarlo Cintrone is the shortstop. Camden Duzenak is at second base. Seth Beer is at first, and mentioned Juan Centeno behind the plate. First pitch, and Max drives one toward the left field corner. That will drop for a base hit. Stopping at second is Bowman. Good play by Roberts to get right to the ball. Boy, Max just drilled it. Well, he lost a six-game hit streak last night, but gets right back on it with a line drive toward the left field corner. So it's two men on and one man down. And the batter, Lazaro Armenteros. Right side of the infield, right on the edge of sunlight and shadow. All three outfield positions still in bright sunshine. The rest of the field is indeed in the shadow cast by the stadium. Called strike to Lazaro Armenteros, 0-1 the count. And Yumin Lin has a great deal of experience, big-time experience, including the Under-23 World Cup, among others. Swing and a miss quickly, 0-2. And he has had a lot of very high-level competition at the international level. Leans in, looks for the sign. Two men on, one man down, but an 0-2 count to Lazaro. Cameron Masterman on deck. Pitch to Armenteros down and in. Count goes 1-2. Sign is a free agent, international free agent, by the Diamondbacks. $525,000, and you know what? That, by today's standards, what he is turning into an absolute bargain. The pitch to Lazaro inside is 2-2. Just really good command right across the board for Yumin Lin. Again, good mix of pitches. Left-hander set. Runners at first and second. Lazaro ground ball to third base. Might be two to second for one to first, and that will not be in time. So first and third. 5-4 put out. Max Muncy retired. So Lazaro put it in play, but there are two men down, and now Cameron Masterman. Cameron at 288, under 300 for the first time in a while. in the ups and downs of any baseball season. Right-handed hitter stands in. 0 for 10 in the series, and he'd love to break through right here. First and third, the runner's two men down, top of the first. He takes, called strike, outside corner at the knees, 0-1. So Lynn gives up a walk and then a one-out single. And now there are two men down in the inning. Comes Seth, going to toss over to first base. Lazaro will duck back in under the throw. Seth Beer gloving it. Which is sky absolutely crystal blue. The breeze under 10, at least at the moment. It's about all you can ask for here. It is blowing out. Stretch and pitch by Lynn. Breaking ball. Got there. Called strike two. Boy, Cameron's getting picked on. Two just perfect pitches from Yumin Lin. Right-handed hitter Cameron Masterman. Three home runs, 16 driven in 30 games with the Hounds. Runner at first base goes, but a swing and a miss, and he's out on strikes, and it's been a bit of a struggle of late. Cameron now in this series, 0 for 11 with 7 strikeouts, and Yumin Lin gets into a bit of a jam, but he gets out of it with a strikeout, and the inning will come to an end. Half inning complete. Village Car Wash score, first time around. The Rock Hounds nothing. And against right-hander Joelvis Del Rosario, the Amarillo Sod Poodles are coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.valleyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
In the bottom half of the first inning, Joelvis Del Rosario making his third start for the Rockhounds. Again, home and road this season has been a remarkable split. And at least going into this game, it would be a good thing. But again, this is a different kind of place to be sure. Joelvis will face Camden Duzenac to lead it off. He moves to second base in this game. Duzenac at second. Caleb Roberts is in left field, batting second. Caleb Roberts, two home runs last night in left field. A.J. Vukovic in center will bat third. Vukovic, the center fielder. Joelvis ready to go, and the first pitch sails way up high. Fastball at 93, one ball and no strikes. Duzenac has been really good in 54 games, .325 average. Joelvis pitch right down the middle, called strike, and the count evens up at 1-1. Ivan Melendez bats cleanup, the third baseman. Melendez at third. Joelvis with a twist and a pitch and a swing and a miss. Boy, another fastball at 95 up in the zone, 1-2. Who's next? 7 homers, 41 driven in. Takes down and away. Count squares at 2-2. Seth Beer batting fifth. He's the guy who had the 3 home run game last night. Seth Beer at first base, batting fifth. Stretch and pitch by Joel. He's just missed outside. Ball 3-2. Davison De Los Santos, the designated hitter, batting sixth. De Los Santos, the DH. And Del Rosario's pitch swung on. Hit in the air. Center field. Caden Trenkel going back. Still back. Over the shoulder, and he hauls it in. That ball flew about 395 feet. He was one stride from the wall in center, cushioned himself into that padded center field wall after bringing that one back. So Duzenac drives a 3-2 pitch to the wall in center, one man down, and here's Caleb Roberts. Pair of home runs last night for Roberts. He takes, and that pitch will miss, maybe down in a little bit. 16 home runs for Roberts. 14 of the 16 are here. Pitch is inside. That's ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Bottom of the order, Nathy Castillo batting seventh in right field. Castillo is in right. Juan Centeno catches and bats eighth. Centeno behind the plate. Pitch swung on. Ground ball sharply hit. Got a chance. Base hit. Caleb Roberts is on with one man down in the first inning. Each team with at least a base runner here in the first. And it's one on for A.J. Vukovic with one man down. Giancarlo Cintron, the shortstop, rounds it out for Amarillo. Cintron at short. So Dusanak, Roberts, and Vukovic up top. Melendez, Beer, and De Los Santos in the middle of the order. And Castillo, Centeno, and Cintron round it out. Roberts runs a little bit. Pitch down and away. Ball one to Vukovic. Roberts not a high-volume base stealer, but a very successful one. He's at 11 steals, has been caught just twice. 1-0 count to Vukovic. Joelvis with a pitch right there down the middle of the knees, called strike 1-1. Vukovic started this series with a walk-off home run, bottom of the ninth on Tuesday. Boy, that's still that was a pop-in-the-chops kind of game. Hounds led it late. Could not tuck it away. It's Vukovic swinging a foul tip in and out of William Simonite's glove, and the count goes 1-2. Can't really see very well from here. Don't get that up close look at home plate, but Vukovic, as I recall, the guy who chokes up on the bat almost every time. Yep, he is a little bit. Stretched by Joe Elvis, runner at first, one man down. Pitch to Vukovic, and he hits it high in the air, center field, back is Trinkle. And again, boy, this time just short of the track will make the catch. Boy, a couple of long outs in this inning. Dusanak drove it to the wall, and Vukovic just shy of the track, straightaway center field. Two down for Ivan Melendez. Dusanak, Robertson, Vukovic up top for the Sod Poodles. Melendez, Beer, and De Los Santos in the middle. And Castillo, Centeno, and Cintron round it out. No score, bottom of the first inning. Melendez, big right-handed hitter. Takes called strike, coming pretty much right down the chute. 0-1 count, Ivan at 275. There's 12 home runs in 37 games with Amarillo. Right-handed hitter waits, kind of stirs that. That comes up empty with a big swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. Base runner is Caleb Roberts with two men down, bottom of the first inning. Melendez wheels that bat around twice, now sets up very active hands as he waits. He stirs that bat noticeably, takes down and away for a ball, one ball, two strikes. Ivan Melendez, who is from El Paso. Odessa College and the University of Texas in his background before turning pro. Takes down and away, and it's 2-2. Joelvis may be trying to get Ivan to chase, but he laid off both of those pitches down and away. He has been susceptible to that location in this series. Del Rosario set. Roberts takes the lead. 2-2 count. Pitch to Melendez. Hits it into left field on the way. It's going to sink and drop for a base hit. Cameron Nasterman makes the play, but Melendez with a really good at-bat that started 0-2, laid off a couple of pitches, and instead of chasing, comes up with a base hit to left field. Two on, and here is Seth Beer. And I promise you, this is not the guy you want up if you're the Rockdowns. He hit three home runs last night. And this guy's a veteran, been around a long time. Not eons, of course, but he's got a lot of experience. Left-handed hitter with two on, two out. First pitch by Del Rosario, way up high for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Beer went opposite way with a line drive out of here just inside the left field foul pole for his first home run, and then pulled a couple onto the grass berm in right field in his second and third at-bats. He swings and misses, and boy, he had repeat performance in mind with that swing. One ball, one strike. Two men on base in the inning. Lead runner is Caleb Robertson. Again, he runs very well. There are two down in the inning. Ground ball chopper between third and short. Going to be Max Muncy. Sets up, throws, and got him. So the 6-3 bounce out will end the inning. Both ball clubs get a couple of base runners on in the first inning. And both teams come up empty. So one inning into what is a pivotal weekend. Village Car Wash score of our game after one. Rock Hounds nothing. Amarillo nothing.
When you're craving a delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch chicken strip sandwich, time moves more slowly. Like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Top of the second, no score. Each team threatened a bit but came up empty. Daniel Susak leads it off to the Rockhounds, making his debut at the AA level this week here in Amarillo. Right-handed hitting catcher. Takes an off-speed pitch, but it just missed maybe a bit up. One ball, no strikes. Hounds had a hit and a walk. The Sod Poodles a couple of base hits in the first inning. He turned away from Lynn, swung on and missed, and the count goes 1-1. Jack Winkler and William Simonite to follow in the Rockhounds' second inning. Infield now completely in shadows, the outfield battling the sun. Swing and a bouncer, but foul, well wide at third base. Count is 1-2. This is a good matchup of prospects. Yu-Min Lin, number 4 on the rankings according to MLB.com for the Diamondbacks, and Daniel number 6 for the A's. The left-hander delivers, pitch swung on and missed, the foul tip, yep, in and out of the glove, there it is. 1-2, count remains. Heard the foul tip, heard it hit the glove, and then couldn't see the baseball, but it dribbled away. So 1-2, the count remains. Rockhounds didn't get much on the board last night, but Daniel Susak had a base hit. A couple of them, in fact. He's 3-for-6 and drove in 3 runs on Thursday night. Yu-Min Lin comes set. Left-hander's pitch, and this is fouled up over our heads out of play. Still a ball and 2 strikes. And again, just up from Lansing. Guy with college experience, was drafted after his sophomore season at the University of Arizona. Pitch, swing and a miss. Well, that changeup is something. Again, a mix of pitches for Yu-Min Lin. Probably his most effective weapon right now is the changeup. And that one had Daniel out in front and over the top. But he's not the first, won't be the last. And here's Jack Winkler. Jack, 242. Right-handed hitter waits. Chopper toward third. Up, going to be handled by Yu-Min Lin. Throw to first, easy out there. Little chopper right back just off the mound on the third base side. So two up, two down, and William Simonite will be the batter. Yu-Min Lin in his 8 starts since coming up from advanced day with the Sod Poodles. 43 in the third innings, 38 base hits is all.
16 walks, 46 strikeouts, almost precisely 3-1. Has three strikeouts and a walk in this game. Simo takes down the middle, called strike, 0-1. So the ERA says 5.19. The talent says much better than that. Opposition hitting just 238 against him, 1.25 whip. Really solid. Up and away with a fastball here. Count 1-1. He won't blow you away with supreme unleaded. Fastball topping out probably around 92. But it's a mix of pitches, and again, with the command is there, he's tremendous. Good backdoor breaking pitch there called strike. And count 1-2 to Simo. We'll ask for a timeout here. William behind the plate in this game. 239 batting average, 4 home runs, 33 driven in. Pitch on away from Yu-Min Lin, fly ball right field, but that will drift well foul and out of play. Count will stay 1-2. Now with Simo, he's hitting, as I said, 239 for the season. But in his last 5 weeks or so, hitting 273, which is really solid. And again, catching duties as well. Takes up high here. Count is 2-2. And again, that number, that stretch of 33 games and the amount of time on the calendar really coinciding with the arrival of so many of the roster changes. Simon, one of the few guys who's been here more than this season, pitch up high for a ball, 2-2. Again, among position players, in fact, just Simo and Saeed Valenzuela. Nobody on, two men down, top of the second inning. No score, 3-2 count to Simo. Delivery bounced foul, we'll do it again. Change up had him out in front, but he got a piece of it. 3-2 the count. Caden Trinkle would be next for the Hounds in the second inning. Simo set, Yu-Min Lin goes into his motion and the pitch. Bounce toward third. Melendez to play near the line, makes the throw, and the out recorded. So Rockhounds go in order here in the second inning. And we will go to the bottom half of inning number two. Saturday evening baseball from Amarillo and Hodgetown in our Village Car Wash score. The Rockhounds and the Sod Poodles scoreless.
At All-American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half-tons, three-quarter tons, one-tons, two- and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All-American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focused Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
The bottom half of the second inning for Amarillo. It'll be Davison de los Santos, Nathie Castillo, and Juan Centeno. 6, 7, and 8 in the order facing Joe Elvis, Dale Rosario. With Lansing, 3-9 with a 4.82 ERA. Made 19 appearances, 14 of them as a starter. Was right at a hit per inning. And about a 2-1 ratio, 2-1, 2-1 and change. It's the numbers home and road that have just been absolutely stunning this season. He has made only two starts, of course, with the Rockhounds. The first was at San Antonio. He was outstanding. The second was at home against Frisco, and the Riders got to him. So that pattern has continued here at Double A. Bottom of the second inning, and first pitch just up and in, I guess, to Davison de los Santos, who was not going to swing at that anyway, anyhow. And he takes it for ball one, 94 on the fastball. Pitch down and away here for ball two. So De Los Santos so far has shown great wisdom. He hadn't even shown any inkling to swing. Here's the 2-0. He does there. He has swing and a miss, two balls and one strike. Well, first two, you could just tell body and body language, everything else. Wasn't going to swing, but boy, took a rip at the 2-0. This delivery will get there outside half, and the count squares at 2-2. Joe Elvis with 94 miles an hour on that pitch. Hands away from the body at the letters, has the sign. Now into the motion, 2-2 pitch. Just outside, 3-2. De Los Santos, like the starter, Yumin Lin, only 20 years of age. Couple of very good prospects for the Diamondbacks at age 20. Swings, fly ball into left field, and it's going to get out of here. It is gone and long gone. Long gone out of here. De Los Santos, solo home run, left field. Sod Poodles lead 1-0. Boy, it looked like he reached for that. I'm anxious to get a second look, and he got that way out of here. That's a home run in any ballpark in this league. So 1-0 Sod Poodles, and now for Joe Elvis. Boy, just going to get back to it. This place can, boy, absolutely rattle, I would think, almost any pitcher. Hasn't given us a replay on that yet. I'd really love to see the swing. And again, this kid is so very strong, De Los Santos. 17th home run of the season, 12 of them here, by the way. Nathan Castillo takes down and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. So the Sod Poodles on top. Del Rosario's pitch, and that'll get there. Called strike to Castillo. It's one ball, one strike. Napier at 244, 16 home runs. Again, 13 of them are here. Pitch just down and away. Count goes two balls and one strike. Castillo homered in the first game of this series. Stretch and pitch down and away. Ball three, so Joel Elvis in a less than good spot against a guy who has home run power. Castillo, the right-handed hitter. And here's the 3-1. Chopper, third base, but that'll drip foul. So 3-2. Sod Poodles with a win last night. Corpus Christi defeated Frisco. Here's the stretch and pitch by Del Rosario. Ground ball back up the middle. Max Muncy ranged to his left, throws and got him. Good play by Max. Shading toward the bag at second. One man down, and here is Juan Centeno. Giancarlo Cintron will follow in this inning. So the lead for Amarillo is two games over the Rockhounds. It's four over Frisco. Centeno stands in, left-handed here. That wide-open stance takes down and in for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Corpus Christi, of course, trying to hang around as well. Pitch swung on, fouled away. Well, Karam's off the very front edge of the roof, down into the seats. Look out, one ball and one strike to count. Checking Frisco, I'm sorry, Frisco three games out, that's right. Pitch a high strike in there, one ball and two strikes to Centeno, one at 266. On the game notes we had today, it said four games, but I know that's incorrect. It's three games over Frisco, so the Riders are still right there. Swing and a miss, and Centeno out on strikes. First strikeout for Joe Elvis in this game. Two men down, the batter, Giancarlo Cintron. Corpus Christi and San Antonio, five games back. Wichita has a 3.5 game lead in the North, four over Springfield, 3.5 is over Northwest Arkansas. And those two, Northwest Arkansas and Springfield, playing each other right now. Pitch down and away, 1-0. And so they have gone back and forth in a series at Springdale, Arkansas. Pitch, that's a called strike. Count goes 1-1. But Wichita, a very solid advantage. Arkansas, 8.5 back. Tulsa, 9 games out. Arkansas, first half champs in the North. Arkansas hosts Amarillo next week, so chopper toward third base, and no, it's going to be Joe Elvis makes the play. That's nicely done. Turns, throws to first base for the out. If that ball gets to Drew Swift, I think as quick as Cintron is, that's probably a base hit. So Joe Elvis does himself a favor and gets the out. But a run is across. The Sod Poodles are on the board. And after two innings, we're in Amarillo at Hodgetown. And a home run has already flown out of here. Village Car Wash bringing you Rockhounds baseball. Score after two. Amarillo won. The Rockhounds nothing.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable one-, two-, and three-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodation, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Caden Trinko leads it off. To the top of the third we go. And the first pitch from Yumin Lin is a high strike. Now 0-1, top of the order, Cooper Bowman. And Drew Swift will follow here in the third, 1-0 Amarillo. Yumin Lin, left-hander delivers, swing and a miss. Down and in, 0-2 the count. Caden to 254. Again, he has bumped that up over the last maybe three full weeks. Swings and fouls, one back. Count is 0-2. Last 18 games, so that's a good solid 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks. Caden to 318. But he's down in the count here, and Yumin Lin's 0-2, and he got him a swing and a miss ball, got out of the glove, but Centeno will throw to first base for the out. So strikeout number four for Yumin Lin. First time through the order. Gave up a single and a walk. The walk to Cooper Bowman, who now comes to the plate. Cooper at 265, 7 home runs, 32 driven in. 29 steals on the year. He's 29 out of 32 overall. He's 26 for 26 against every team not named Frisco. Pitch low and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Cooper 7 for 13 in this series. Swings and misses there. Again, out in front, that off-speed pitch by Lin. That is a great weapon. One ball, one strike. Here comes set, hands up, that glove right about the chin, the delivery, and that will get there. Called strike two. Cooper asking for time. Going to rewrap the batting gloves. Breath and steps back in. Good bunch on hand here in Amarillo. Not overflowing, but a good bunch. And, of course, that'll be the case almost every night here. The pitch and a called third strike. When Cooper lingers and asks Kellen Martin about that call, but he is out on strikes. So Yumin Lin has been really tough since giving up the base hit to Max Muncy. He has now struck out five batters in this ballgame, and retired seven in a row. The batter is Drew Swift. Drew struck out his first time up. Takes down and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Right-handed hitter. Those hands right about shoulder high. Rocks that bat north and south as he waits. Takes down and away for a ball. Count two balls, no strikes. Swift tapping the plate, that is. Drew from Chandler, Arizona, Arizona State University. Delivery is outside for a ball. The count now 3-0. Nobody on, two men down. A solo home run by Davison De Los Santos. As the side poodles up 1-0. It's by Lynn. That'll get there. Called strike 3-1. Max Muncy would be next here in the Hounds' third. Hounds were shut out last night, and Yumin Lin out away from. There's a line drive, but that's foul wide of third. Full count to Drew Swift. Bases empty, two down in the third inning. Yumin Lin out away from making it three scoreless here after the shutout last night. Comes set, and the delivery, that is chopped toward third base. Melendez charges, makes the play, and the throw. Drew Swift retired, inning is over. So the Hounds go up and down in order for the second consecutive inning, and Sod Poodles lead this ball game on the strength of that solo home run. Middle of the third, Village Car Wash score, Amarillo 1, Rockhounds nothing.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. But there's much more. For lunch in an unforgettable setting, visit the cafe at the Gardens, open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2. And the market at the Gardens is open on the first Saturday of every month from now to October. Aldridge also features patio furniture, home decor, and a gift shop with 17,000 square feet of unique items and gifts. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Imagine, you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Amarillo 1, Rockhounds nothing. We go to the bottom half of the third inning. Be the top of the order for the Sod Poodles. Face right-hander Joel D. Del Rosario. Our Hilliard IT Solutions trivia. We will take you back to a place a good long time ago where something occurred for the first time. And we now see it very commonly. In fact, it is far and away the majority of the way baseball games are played, but it wasn't always the case. Take you back to a very historic first with an unusual matchup of teams. We go to the third, and taking down and away is Camden Dusenak. One ball, no strikes. Dusenak at 325, seven homers and 41 driven in. The Rosario's pitch. High in the air to left field. This ball's got a chance, more than a chance, and it is gone. Solo home run. Couldn't tell how far that one went. Ball got way up in the air, but it got out of here. And it is a 2-0 Amarillo lead. Second leadoff home run in as many innings for the Sod Poodles. Dusenak hits his eighth. He's a kind of an exception. That's only his third home run of his eighth coming in this ballpark. So it is 2-0 Amarillo, and the batter is Caleb Roberts. Singled his first time up and homered twice last night. Amarillo's line last night, the box score last night, was somewhat remarkable. Again, they scored 10 runs. Pitched down and in for a ball. They had 5 home runs, scored 10 runs. Only 2 guys hit home runs, and only 3 guys drove in runs last night. 4 RBIs each for Roberts and Beer. Tim Tawa had a 2-run single. Swing and a miss, count goes 1-1. The ball game last night, again, 10-0 was the score. Here's the pitch, and that's up high for a ball. It's 2-1. And really kind of interesting, Jamison Hill was the pitcher, went 8 innings, and that is a franchise high The swing and a foul straight back. It's 2-2. He was really outstanding. Didn't throw a lot of pitches. Hounds are pretty aggressive. And in fact, he had faced the minimum more than halfway through the ball game, did Jamison Hill. He was also on the mound the last time the Sod Poodles recorded a shutout, which was at San Antonio. And that was a 1-0 game. Pitched down and in, ball 3-3-1. Their shutout of San Antonio, 1-0, took 2 hours, 11 minutes. There's a swing and a ground ball to second base. Cooper drops the ball but throws just in time. Boy, second baseman has that advantage on a sharply hit ball. You've got that extra moment or two. That one got completely out of the glove, but Cooper retrieved and made a good hard throw, and Caleb Roberts retired. Here's A.J. Vukovic with nobody on and one man down, one run in. Now, they shut out San Antonio 1-0 in 2 hours, 11 minutes. Here's A.J. Vukovic, swings and misses, and he took a rip. Last night, Sod Poodles shut out the Hounds, but they scored 10 runs doing it. The game was played in an hour 56. 1:56, a 10-0 game. Pitch up high for a ball. That's 1-1. It is just a whole different generation with the pitch clock being actually utilized. Pitch down low, 2-1, 2-1 the count. In the bottom half of the third inning, Amarillo 2, Rock Hounds nothing. Fifth game of this series, pitch to Vukovic is a strike, and it's 2-2. 4 times in the 5 games, the Sod Poodles have scored first. The exception, obviously, the 11-0 win for the Rockhounds on Thursday. Pitch to Vukovic is low and away. Count goes full, 3-2. Dangerous hitter, 257 average, a lot of strikeouts, 127. And a lot of pop as well, and a lot of production, 87 RBIs. Pitch to Vukovic, ground ball, shortstop, Max Muncy on 3 hops. Throw to first, and the out recorded, 2 down. Now Ivan Melendez singled his first time up. Joel Viz Del Rosario, a couple of home runs in this game. Again, that is such a major part of what Amarillo does, visiting with some of the folks here, and they are just really a home run driven team. Pitch drops down on the way to Ivan Melendez, ball 1-1, ball, no strikes. They lead the Texas League with, coming into the game, 175, so 177 home runs. Corpus Christi a close second. Pitch swung on and missed, and it's 1-1. But of the 177, 122 of them have come here. That number is, well, even for Hodgetown, that's pretty amazing. Chopper foul, 1-2. Melendez, yep, fouled that right down onto his foot, so he'll take a moment here, understandably. Time is awarded to him. Now Ivan will step back in. Good at bat the first time around for Melendez. Got down 0-2, ran it to 2-2, and then hit a single to left field. Pitch here is just high. Ball 2, 2-2. Field entirely in shadows now, so that'll be a relief to the outfielders. No longer have to battle the sun. Swing and a miss. Again, chased one way down and away. He laid off a couple of those his first time up, but he chased this one low and outside to swinging strike 3. Second strikeout for Joe Elvis. But the Sod Poodles also get their second home run of this game as Camden Dusenak goes deep here in the bottom half of the third inning. So we will go to the top half of the fourth, and after 3 complete, little trivia and some totals on the way, Village Car Wash score has the Sod Poodles on top, 2-0.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal, to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969. More than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought your way by Oxy.
So far, it's been the long ball, and that has been all of the scoring. A 2-0 game. The Sod Poodles lead this game on a pair of home runs. Davison De Los Santos leading off the second, and Camden Duzenac leading off the third inning. So we go to the fourth, and Max Muncy leads it off. Max, 1-for-1. He singled sharply his first time up. Right-hander here, Sings, and drives one high and deep to center field. Going back, and this is going to be over the head of Vukovic, and he almost snagged that ball. Max, a stand-up double. Well, Max Muncy flat-out drilled a low-line drive to center field, and A.J. Vukovic almost made an over-the-shoulder catch on the run. Again, we're much closer to the outfield here in this ballpark and had a better look than we would normally have at that, and that was a nearly brilliant play, but Muncy with a double, Max is 2-for-2. And he really drilled that pitch. Now here's Lázaro Armenteros. That ball one hopped the wall at 400 feet. So in the air, about 395. Lázaro late getting around. And a swinging strike one, 0-1. Lázaro bouncing into a fielder's choice his first time up. So 2-0 Amarillo. Pitch from Yumin Lin, down and away for a ball. One ball, one strike. Rockhounds no runs now on two base hits. Amarillo two runs on four hits, and of course two of the hits, that is, home runs. Lin comes set. Pitch to Lázaro. Down and in. Ball two, 2-1. Cameron Masterman on deck. We're in the fourth inning. 2-0 Sod Poodles. Max Muncy ripping a double to open this inning. Well, Max has been on a really good run. Last 31 games, he's hitting better than 330. Swing and a miss, and Lázaro comes up empty, 2-2. Muncy coming into this game at 294. He's 2-for-2 in the game. Had a really good series. He's 8-for-21 here as Max. He's standing at second base with a double, his fifth of this series. It's to Lázaro. Bounces up there. Good stop by Juan Centeno. Three balls, two strikes to count. Lázaro with a thick gold chain around his neck. Hounds are wearing the blue jerseys tonight over the gray baseball pants. Sod Poodles are in the classic home white uniforms. Pitch swung on, hit in the air to right field. It's got a chance, and it is gone. Lázaro Armenteros, sidewalk souvenir, ties this ball game. Two run, opposite field home run to right. Lázaro on a 3-2 pitch. Drives the ball onto the grass berm in right field. A bunch of them went there last night for the Sod Poodles. This one goes there for Lázaro this evening. We are brand new at 2 apiece. Lázaro's 13th home run of the season, 66th and 67th RBIs. So Max Muncy trills a double, and Lázaro opposite field home run. 2-2 ball game, and Cameron Masterman the batter. Well, with the exception, obviously, of last night, we're coming off back-to-back shutouts in this series, one for each team. Check swing, boy, did not mean to. Cameron fouls that away. Again, Cameron looking for his first base hit of the series, and it's just strange how you see so much of that. He's 0-for-11 in the series, okay? He has seven strikeouts, and he just turns the bat a little bit, and the ball hits it and goes foul for an 0-1 count. It's down and away here, one ball, one strike. It is undoubtedly just the power of suggestion, but it just seems like anytime a guy is in a mini slump or a slump, whatever it might be, pitch to Cameron, swung on and missed, and it's 1-2. Seems like every close call on a corner goes the pitcher's way. You hit the ball hard, somebody catches it. So Masterman at the plate, Susak and Winkler will follow here in the Rockhounds' fourth. We are brand new at two apiece. Swing and a miss, and Cameron out on strikes. Well, it has all of a sudden become a bit of a struggle. Cameron Masterman now just 3 for his last 29 over his last 8 games plus this game this evening. 6th strikeout now for Heung-Min Lin. And here's Daniel Susak. Struck out swinging his first time. Right-handed hitting catcher at 6'4". Takes down low for a ball, 1 ball and no strikes. Really good athlete. Started into this the other night. Former high school quarterback. Really good catching skills. Swings and misses. Comes up empty. 1 ball and 1 strike. Heung-Min Lin back to the set. Hands up high. Stretches and pitches and a swing and a miss down and away. 2 ball, make it 1 ball and 2 strikes. Again, he is not a guy, Heung-Min Lin, who will blow you away with 95 miles an hour, but he's got a good mix of pitches, and slider is outstanding. The changeup can just be devastating. There's a great line, I think it was MLB.com, pitch just inside 2 balls and 2 strikes. It described his changeup coming home with kitchen sink-like feel. In other words, that's a heavy pitch. This one just down and away. 88-mile-an-hour fastball. So it's 3-2 to Daniel Susak. Bases empty, 1 man down, 2-2 tie. Chopper toward third, Melendez. Has it, sets up and throws, and got him with ease. Well, 2 men down after the 2-run home run. Lynn settling back in, and Jack Winkler will be the batter. Jack tapped out to Heung-Min Lin on 1 pitch. His first time up, right-handed hitting first baseman. Jack 2 for 13 in the series, but one of the 2 hits was a home run. Takes down the middle, called strike 0-1. Heung-Min Lin can also throw a splitter. Actually has a screwball-like pitch as well, so he has a repertoire to be sure. Pitch down the way, and it's 1 ball, 1 strike. Commanding all of those pitches became a bit of an issue when he turned pro after signing with the Diamondbacks in the California League, but again, he's on his way to the show, one would think. Swinging strike 2 here, it's 1-2. You know, when you say you have mid-rotation stuff in terms of a scouting report, MLB.com says that about him. That doesn't sound spectacular. Pitch just low and away, 2-2. You're talking about a guy that projects to be at the middle of a major league rotation. Aren't many guys around with that in their scouting report, but he is. And again, just 20 years of age. Trying to get out of the inning after the 2-run home run. Check swing down low, and Jack Winkler. Well, now the scoreboard and I both have 2-2. And that would be 3-2. Well, that's interesting. My card had 2-2, so did the scoreboard. But Jack draws a walk. Well, nobody's saying anything, so apparently one of those calls was misinterpreted by the scoreboard. Of course, they're as far away from home plate as we are, so Jack will draw a base on balls. Here's William Simonite now. 1-1, 2-out. Simo waits, pitch by Lynn, swinging the foul straight back. 0-1. Simo bounced out to third, his first time up. Lynn figures to add a little bit of velocity. He's not a real big guy at all, but of course, then you make the major leagues, and the training facilities, of course, are tremendous. Pitcher called strike, and it's 0-2. Everything is a little grander at the show, so Lynn will probably gain some velocity, one would think. Toss over to first base, runner gets back. No balls, 2 strikes to count. Leadoff double, Max Muncy. 2-run home run on a 3-2 pitch, Lázaro Armenteros. Strikeout, a bounce out, and a walk, and now the Delivery swung on and fouled back, and Simo hangs in at 0-2. No balls, two strikes. And we flip over to the bottom half of the inning. Going to take you back to a place. What a cool name, Strawberry Hill. It is on the shores of Nantasket Beach in Hull, Massachusetts. I bet it's gorgeous. Here's the pitch. Just down and away. One ball, two strikes. Good patience by Simon. I'll tell you about that unusual baseball game, a first ever, something that we are now very accustomed to, doing it right here, in fact. But it was the first time ever, and it was an interesting matchup. Pitch went just outside, 2-2. A matchup, I guarantee you, you have never watched a game between the two teams we will describe to you. And the event wasn't a huge success, but it caught on, just took a while. 2-2 count, pitch by Lynn, swing and a miss, got it. So the inning comes to an end. Yumin Lin with his seventh strikeout of this ball game. Two runs, two hits, no errors, and a walk. One man is left on base. But as we go to the bottom half of the fourth, we have a brand new ball game. We're at Hodgetown in Amarillo. Into the bottom of the fourth, Village Car Wash score is now a 2-2 tie.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021, see U.S. total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sundance Creek in Midland, a Western vibe and modern comforts combined with resort-style indulgence. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
On the first pitch of the bottom half of the fourth inning, wouldn't you know it, thank you very much, Seth Beer swings at the first pitch, and he's going to bounce out 4-1. Cooper Bowman to Joeldis Del Rosario covering the bag. So one pitch, one swing, one ground out, but to second base with the pitcher covering. One down in the fourth inning, and here is the guy who started the scoring, Davison De Los Santos. 2-2 tie, all four runs on home runs. Pitch down low, ball one, one ball, no strikes. Two-run home run for Lazaro Armenteros. Solo for De Los Santos and Dusenak for the Sod Poodles. Swing and a high foul ball right side. Lazaro giving a look. So is Jack Winkler. Anybody? Oh, he's going to run out of room in the bullpen. Bullpen mound in right field. Just basically right between them. Makes it about as far a run as you can have. Jack was tracking that ball, but it's not easy. And the ball hit on the upslope of the pitcher's mound in the bullpen down the right field side. 1-1. Del Rosario delivers and misses down and away to De Los Santos. It's 2-1. Nathie Castillo to follow here in the fourth. Rosario's pitch lofted high in the air. Again, right field, this time fair territory. Lazaro there, and he's got it for the out. So De Los Santos flies out harmlessly this time, two men down, and Nathie Castillo to the plate. That place called Strawberry Hill, I'm really trying to imagine the effort it took to do this. In 1880, Strawberry Hill on the shores of Nantasket Beach in Hull, Massachusetts, pitch called strike down the middle, 0-1. The first ever baseball game played at night took place under artificial light. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-2 very quickly. Well, I don't know. Maybe somebody tried to play at night with no lights. And I guess, well, nobody would have seen it, so it couldn't have been documented, I guess. First ever game under the lights. And, man, can you imagine the effort it took in 1880 to do that? It's a swing and a miss and a three-pitch whiff and a very quick inning for Del Rosario. Now, the bounce out on the first pitch of the inning comes back and strikes out Nathy Castillo on three pitches. So, boy, that is exactly what you want from Joe Elbies as the Hounds tie the game in the top of the fourth, 1-2-3 in the bottom half of the fourth inning. So we go to the top half of the fifth, and my goodness, it is crunch time in Amarillo. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 2, Sod Poodles 2.
If you love HEB, but don't always have the time for shopping at HEB, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry-pick the produce, get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the MyHEB app today and start shopping at HEB, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from ad in store. See HEB.com for details.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
It is Saturday evening baseball, Labor Day weekend. So if you're out and about, I hope you'll do so safely and just enjoy this extended weekend. Bob Hard's in Hodgetown. I guess we're at Hodgetown. Yeah, that's the ballpark in Amarillo. A 2-2 tie to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Caden Trinkle will lead it off for the Rockhounds. Sod Poodles took a 2-0 lead. Hounds have squared it up. We go to the fifth. Caden, first pitch swing, line drive, left field side, fair or foul is the question. That is a foul ball. Boy, just foul left field corner. 0-1. Cooper Bowman and Drew Swift will follow. Well, on this date in 1880, they played a baseball game at Strawberry Hill and Nantasket Beach in Massachusetts, first ever game under the lights. The teams made it the teams were unusual. What were the teams comprised of? We'll give you three choices here. First ever night game, and it wasn't exactly the Cubs and the Reds. Ground ball, right side, base hit. Boy, a one-hop lightning shot there by Caden Trinkle. Duzenak was there, but, well, I mean, that's just one of those. If you can make the play, outstanding, but that is a solid base hit to right center. Leadoff single for Caden is the fourth base hit for the Rockhounds. One on, nobody down, and Cooper Bowman is the batter. Cooper has walked and struck out in this ballgame. So were those teams comprised of employees from two local department stores? Were they local college players? Or were they volunteers from the crowd? A bunt by Cooper and a good one. Lynn will make the play. Throws for the out. Sacrifice bunt goes 1-3. Good bunt by Cooper. Gave himself a chance. And got the job done. Runner in scoring position for Drew Swift. So Caden Trinkle, the base runner. Drew Swift 0-2. And he's got some personal business going. Conference on the mound here with catcher Centeno out for a visit. The teams that played the first ever night game, they were made up of what? Employees from two local department stores, local college players, or were they volunteers from the crowd? On this date, 1880. I'll give you a little sidebar on that. Here's the stretch. Pitch swung on and missed. 0-1. Drew, 1-for-4 last night. He has struck out and bounced to third in this game. Base runner is Caden Trinkle on at second. Stretch and pitch by Lynn, and that ball is sent in the air to right field. It's got a chance. Nope, going to hang up. And, oh, Castillo missed it. Absolutely missed it. Coming to second is Drew Swift, and that's going to be an error on Nathy Castillo. How about that? The sun goes away, and Castillo just flat missed it. So Drew Swift's 11-game hit streak is on hold, but it's second and third for the Rockhounds. And, boy, I'm watching this again. Well, they had the reaction of Newman Lin. Oh, he just turned his head, just couldn't quite believe it. That's just an absolute miss. So it's second and third with one man down. And the batter is Max Muncy. Max takes way outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Two for two is Max. He has a single, a double, and a run scored. Boy, Nathan Castillo right now feels like every eye in this ballpark is on him. Well-hit ball. Pitch skips to the dirt, and a good block by that veteran catcher, Centeno. Two balls, no strikes. And Swift hit it hard, but right within the reach of the right fielder. So second and third with one man down. Rockhounds love to take advantage of this. Could be critical in this ballpark. Pitch on the way, and that's a chopper foul. Once he bounces it to the left side, 2-1. Lazaro on deck. Fifth inning, 2-2 tie. Max wheels the bat around a couple of times. He is ready. Newman Lin comes set. Runners their leads. Pitch to Muncy. Oh, tried the bunt and pushed it foul. Pitch was down in the zone. Interesting idea. Probably not the... Didn't get the pitch he probably would have liked. Pitch was way down, and Max was over the top of it and fouled it away. So it's 2-2. Second and third. Rockhounds trying to go ultra small ball there. Single, sacrifice, bunt, and the error. Pitch skips to the dish again and again. Centeno makes the block. Centeno's already saved a run a couple of different times in this inning. Muncy ready. 3-2 count. First base open. And now Max will ask for time. Runner at third is Caden Trinkle. Runner at second is Drew Swift. Muncy waits from the right side. He's set. The pitch swung on, fouled away. Count stays 3-2. Right-handed hitter swinging an all black barreled bat. Lynn with a sign, 3-2 second time. First base is open. Second and third, the runners stretch and pitch to Max in a ground ball that's sharply hit out towards short. Going to drive home a run, throw to first in time. Hounds take a 3-2 lead. Well, the Frankenstein one together here. In the score is Caden Trinkle. On the bounce out by Muncy, sharply hit but was handled. The shortstop's in thrown, so an RBI on the second out of the inning, of course, should be the third out. Now here's Lazaro with a runner at third, two away. Boy, he'd love to take greater advantage of this inning, but one run across. Pitch misses. It's 1-0. Boy, that is manufacturing a run to be sure. Pitch to Lazaro. Bounced foul over toward the third base dugout. One ball, one strike. Sharp single by Caden Trinkle. Sacrifice bunt and duty from Cooper Bowman. Error. And ball hit to right field by Nathy Castillo, and a bounce out drives home a run. Activity beginning behind Lynn. The pitch, that's going to go down low for a ball. Two balls and one strike. So right-hander warming behind the 20-year-old left-hander who wears number 20 on his back. Lynn ready, 2-1 count. Runner at third, two away. Pitch to Lazaro. Nope, that is, oh, high strike got there. And inside, outside, so tough to tell from here. That was up for sure. In other words, upper edge of the zone. Just got there, 2-2. Swift takes the lead off third. Pitch to Lazaro, and tempted, doesn't go. Pitch just missed, 3-2. So full count, runner is at third with two men down. Pitch had a lot of movement on it. They replayed it. I guess they were thinking that was a strike. It was off the inside corner to be sure. Pitch down low, ball four, and Lazaro draws a walk. So first and third, two men down. Second walk issued here by Lynn. Cameron Nesterman to the plate. And I think you can say he's just simply put, he's just looking to break through. Tough series for him so far. And now visit to the mound. And this, I think, is manager Sean Roof. That might be it for Lynn. I would imagine he's on a pretty strict pitch limit. Again, at age 20. And Sean Roof, the manager, is out. So right now they're just talking. First and third. Reliever's ready. He's just wandering in. Up, Sean Roof just out in the. That'll be just maybe strategic, maybe just very direct. This is your last guy, so go and get him. Taylor Rashi has been warming. He was wandering toward playing field, but nope, not going to get the call, not just yet. Cameron Masterman is the batter against the left-hander, Yumin Lin. Hounds lead 3-2. And Lin's pitch to Cameron up high, ball one, one ball, no strikes. First non-home run produced run of this game. Cameron waits from the right side. Here's a stretch and pitch, and that's a chopper toward third base. Melendez up, going to be a foul ball. Ivan made the play right near the line, but just a step into foul territory. We keep the broadcast here between innings. We'll answer our trivia and let you know the Hounds are coming home on Tuesday facing the San Antonio Missions. Boy, a team which has gotten an infusion of prospects from advanced single A, including Ethan Salas, the 17-year-old catcher. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Cameron swings and sends the ball to shortstop, and it is booted. Run will score. Error syndrome. So two errors in this inning, and boy, that one just right between the wickets, got the glove on it, but couldn't make the play. So in to score is Drew Swift. And pardon the grammar, Miss Hilburn, it ain't been pretty. But the Hounds lead 4-2, and that will be it for Lynn. So kind of guess that was the point of that last trip out there was, hey, this is going to be your last guy, get him. But, well, Lynn really did. So he'll give up four runs, but only two of them are earned. Goes 4 2/3. I will check on the tote board here. Gives up four base hits, four runs, two of them are earned. He's responsible for both men on base, but neither could be an earned run. He walked two, struck out seven. So a very talented young left-hander at age 20. And Taylor Rashi on to pitch. And he will face Daniel Susak. Will Rashi, 6'4", 220-pound right-hander out of Torrance, California. So Taylor Rashi on for the Sod Poodles in this game. This the fifth game of the series. And again, four of the five games, Amarillo has taken the lead. Rockhounds have rallied back in each of the first two games, and they have done it again here, rallying back, in fact, to take the lead, as they have done, in fact, both on Tuesday, Wednesday, and now here. Erased an early deficit, took a lead. They did not hold it on Tuesday night. Well, that's still the game, I think, to circle if you're the Rockhounds. Teams have exchanged shutouts in this series. Rockhounds have also in come-from-behind fashion, won 7-3 on Wednesday. Closer game than the score would tell you, but a 7-3 game. But that 7-6 walk-off after leading it at 1.63, boy, that one will stick with you. Daniel Susak is the batter, and Taylor Rashi is ready to go. Base runners are Cameron Masterman at first. Lazaro Armenteros at second. Two men out in the inning. Been a mess of an inning for the Sod Poodles. Two errors on very routine plays. Rashi set, looks at the runners. They are not going. Pitch to Daniel just outside. Ball one to Susak. One ball, no strikes. 0 for 2 in this one. 3 for his first 8 with the Hounds with 3 ribbies. Taylor Rashi, just 5 games with the Sod Poodles, but he's been excellent. Sub 2 earned run average. 1-0 pitch swung on and missed. Boy, a breaking pitch that just dove to the down to the ground. Rashi with a 1.80 earned run average. 5 innings in his first few starts, or appearances more accurately, for the Sod Poodles. Pitch on the way from Rashi. Ground ball out towards short. Cintron, no mistake this time, throws the first inning over. But the Rockhounds score a couple. Boy, you talk about Frankensteining runs together. 2 runs, 1 hit, 2 errors, a walk, sacrifice bunt along the way, and 2 men are left on base. So the Hounds have broken the tie, and they lead this game by the score of 4-2. I'm going to keep this here. First of all, let's finish our trivia. Didn't mean to stretch this out quite this far. We're at Strawberry Hill, right in Nantasket Beach in Hull, Massachusetts. It's the first ever game played under the lights, the first ever night game under artificial light. The teams were interesting. They were made up of what? Employees from 2 local department stores, local college players, or were the players volunteers from the crowd? Well, college players would have made some sense. Volunteers from the crowd wouldn't, but it's not much more logical than the actual makeup of the teams. The teams for which they went to all that trouble in 1880 to put lights around a baseball field were employees from 2 local department stores, Jordan Marsh and R.H. White. The game was illuminated. I love how this is described on nationalpastime.com. The game was illuminated by lights that were placed on 3 wooden towers. They were erected 500 feet apart. The Northern Electric Light Company did that. And it says, and I try to envision this every time, what would this look like? You couldn't do it in West Texas because the candles would get blown out. But it says it supplied the brightness of 90,000 candles. How do you judge the light of 90,000 candles? But that's what they said. And I love this from nationalpastime.com. The game was poorly played. Well, yeah. It was under the lights, and by the way, those weren't baseball players. They were employees from 2 local department stores. It ended in a 16-16 tie. I'll tell you why in a moment. It's a kick. Now, here is Juan Centeno, and he takes a called strike. Bottom of the fifth is underway, 8-9-1 in the Amarillo order. Rockhounds lead 4-2. Joe Elvis delivers, and that's a high strike, 0-2 to Centeno. Giancarlo Cintron and Camden Duzenac will follow in the fifth inning. Simo flashes a sign. The pitch sails high. Fastball. Count 1-2. Centeno a strikeout his first time. Wide open stance from the left side. Swings and sends one into right center field. That's going to get down for extra bases. Trankel will chase this one all the way to the wall. And Centeno a stand-up double leading it off here in the fifth. Well, Joe Elvis did a really nice job in the fourth after the Hounds rallied back to tie the game. But here, double to right center field to start the fifth, and the Sod Poodles in business as Giancarlo Cintron will come to the plate. He's hit number 5 for the Sod Poodles in this game, and they've got a runner in scoring position with nobody out. Cintron bounced out, and a good play by Joe Elvis in inning number 2. First pitch swing and a foul back. Cintron going after that first delivery. In 1880, the game between Jordan Marsh and R.H. White, the game between employees of local department stores, ended in a poorly played 16-16 tie. The players had to catch the last ferry back to Boston. Game over. Thanks for the lights. It was a called strike to Cintron. It's 0-2. Imagine the work that went into that to supply lights for a basically a casual game between employees of two local department stores. It was the first ever night game played. 1880. It swung on and missed, and out on strikes is Cintron. Boy, he won't chase like that very often. He's out on strikes. Joe Elvis with a 93-mile-an-hour fastball for his fourth strikeout of the game. And that'll bring up Camden Dusenak. Solo home run in the third inning. He is the tying run at the plate. Hounds 4, Sod Poodles 2, bottom of the fifth, leadoff double for Juan Centeno. Fastball, that's a strike on the outside half, 0-1 to Dusenak. Sky still remnant of sunset off to the left beyond downtown Amarillo. Dark blue-gray off to the east behind the right field side, and that long grass berm in this ballpark. 0-1 count. Joelvis set. Glances over the right shoulder at second base. Comes to the plate. One just missed in. Count goes 1-1. Caleb Roberts, who hit 2 home runs last night on deck. This is a 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in this order, and really 7. Castillo has a lot of home runs as well. These guys hit a lot of home runs, and most of them in this park. Swing and a line drive, and that is a base hit to left field. Going to put runners at first and third. Well, just a line drive by Dusenak. So 2 on, 1 man down. Ball was sharply hit. Cameron Masterman got to it in a hurry. No chance for Centeno to try to score from second. So it's first and third and 1 man down. And Caleb Roberts now the batter. He is singled and bounced to second. Roberts a pair of home runs last night. Sod Poodles hit 5 of them. Roberts had 2. Seth Beer had 3. Pitch swung on and foul tipped. Good pitch selection right there from catcher William Simonite. Off-speed pitch to Roberts, thinking he might be aggressive. He was way out in front. A.J. Vukovich waiting on deck. Bottom of the fifth. Runners there leads. Pitch on the way from Del Rosario is high. The count goes 1-1. Joel V's right arm at his side. Swinging back and forth as he leans in for the sign, and he's got it. Here's the stretch. Pitch on the way. Swung on. Ground ball out toward Cooper. He's got it. Goes to second base for 1. Pivot turn. Throw. Did they get him? Nope. Safe by a quarter step. Run scores. Boy, the Hounds made a nice play there. Dusenak out at second base. Cooper to Max in that good relay. And that was strong, but not in time to get Roberts. So that's an RBI fielder's choice. And now might have been an argument. Cooper Bowman saying something to our third base umpire. Now Bobby is out and has picked up the conversation. Boy, interesting. I don't know what might have been the case there. Don't know what the... Have a second look, see if there was anything out of the ordinary. Roberts drives in Centeno. RBI fielder's choice. It is a 4-3 game. The batter is A.J. Vukovich with one on. Roberts a capable base runner. He's 11 out of 13. Vukovich waits. Pitch swung on, and that ball is hit toward the shortstop. Muncy makes the play. Goes to Cooper for the out. Boy, ball was hit sharply back up the middle. Max got there in a hurry and flipped to second for the out. So another, actually this will be 6-4 put out. I started to write that down backwards. Sorry, fellas. Max Muncy with the play goes to Cooper for the out. The inning is over. But the Sod Poodles come back with a run on 2 base hits. No errors. And 1 man is left on base. So we played 5. We'll give you totals in a couple of moments. And after 5 complete in the Panhandle, Village Car Wash score, Hounds 4, Sod Poodles 3.
Whataburger's sweet and spicy bacon burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got 2 all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, melty cheese. I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce. Yes, please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. the sweet and spicy bacon burger from Whataburger, just like you like it.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers.
We go to the top half of the sixth inning, and as the sun sets here in Amarillo, beautiful backdrop. And it is a 4-3 game in the most pivotal weekend, without question, of the 2023 season. Again, the Rockhounds and the Sod Poodles have split the first four games of this series. Said coming in, and a 3-3 split in Hodgetown is... That's a job well done. Rockhounds got four last time they were here. That was a good long time ago. But the Hounds need at least a split of this weekend to really stay in contention. So there's a lot on the line. Pitch drops low to Jack Winkler, bottom third of the order in the top half of the sixth. Hounds to the 4-3 advantage. Taylor Rashi with the pitch, sails up off the glove of Juan Centeno and back to the screen. Two balls, no strikes. Rockhounds four runs, four hits, and no errors, and that's the key. 4-4-0. Amarillo, three runs, six hits, two errors, and both were really costly, both in the fifth inning, and both contributed directly to runs scoring. 2-0 pitch. Outside corner called, strike at the knees, 2-1. Jack 0-1 with a walk. Facing Taylor Rashi. Right-hander, former Giants farmhand, has time at AAA. Pitch up high for a ball. Three balls and one strike. And Jack Weisenberger now beginning to warm for the Rockdowns. Pitch, check swing. That's a strike. 3-2. Didn't go. It was a called strike. Taylor Rashi with a sign after shaking one off. Pitch swung on and missed. Boy, comes back and strikes out Jack Winkler for the first out of the inning here in the sixth. And one up and one man down. Rashi with a strikeout. And the batter will be William Simonite. Simon 0-2. So again, last night, you wonder sometimes when folks don't understand why you have position player pitch. It's a great example right here. Simo takes just outside. Shane McGuire, and it was so cool. Shane McGuire pitched the eighth or seventh and eighth, two innings, gave up two hits, and retired the other six batters he faced. Pop up off Simo's bat to first base. Beer is there, and he will glove it for the out. So Simo pops out first. Two men down. Here's Caden Trinkle. Shane McGuire, by the way, has made three appearances now. He does have a loss because he gave up the inherited or phantom runner in an extra innings game at Frisco. But that's the only run he's given up. It's unearned. So Shane McGuire, in three appearances, has three innings and a zero ERA. And the league is hitting .250 against him. Caden Trinkle takes a strike. It's 0-1. So Shane pitched the 7th and 8th last night. Rather than burn available arms for a close game, Tapper back to the mound. Going to be an easy inning for Taylor Rashi. Caden Trinkle is out, so on the 1-3 bounce out, Rockhounds will go in order. And we will go to the last half of inning number 6. So it is a one-run game, and, yep, Jack Weisenberger will come in out of the bullpen. So that'll be it for Joelvis Del Rosario. And we go to the bottom of the sixth. Village Car Wash score from Amarillo. Rockhounds 4, Sod Poodles 3.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speed start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts. Plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinnamon Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Jack Weisenberger out of the Rockhounds bullpen for Joelvis Del Rosario. He goes 5 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs, all earned. No walks, 4 strikeouts. Gave up a couple of home runs, but really battled again. And the home runs were leading off innings. And that can lead to big innings in this ballpark. We have seen that a bundle of times before. But Joelvis, I would think that is a solid outing. Yeah, an ERA will be about 5.5. I understand that. But nonetheless, in this ballpark, in this circumstance, fairly solid start. A.J. Vukovich will lead it off against Jack Weisenberger, right-handed to face him. Middle of the order here in the sixth. First pitch down and away, 1 ball, no strikes. And again, you look at 2 through 7 in the order. Every one of them has double-digit home runs. And most of them here, swinging strike. Count goes 1-1. Jack out of the Rockhounds bullpen. Right-hander facing A.J. Vukovich. Pitched down and away for a ball. 2 balls and 1 strike. Jack making his 5th appearance. 1.93 ERA. Very short sample size, 4 2/3 innings, 3 base hits, 6 walks, 5 strikeouts. And has missed most of this year, swinging a foul straight back. So again, he's just getting back to full tilt. It's 2-2 to Vukovich. Ivan Melendez and Seth Beer to follow. Melendez has much power maybe as anybody in minor league baseball, certainly among the elite in the upper tier. And Seth Beer hit 3 home runs last night. Vukovich, guy that played as 21 of them. Swings and misses, comes up empty. He does have a high strikeout rate, and Jack gets him. Swinging strike 3, strikeout for Weisenberger. 1 up, 1 down in the sixth, and here is Ivan Melendez. Heard from Astound Broadband just a couple of moments ago in our Astound Broadband road to the show. We're going to do a little sidestep and rode to the playoffs. Saw a cool stat the other day. Pitch swung on, ground ball, first base right there. Jack Winkler says he'll take it himself. He does. 2 down. Melendez bounces out. 2 away in the sixth, and here is Seth Beer. Boy, there can't be a more dangerous hitter anywhere close to around here. He had 3 home runs last night. Did Beer. He's 0-2 in this one. Well, the wild card in Major League Baseball, and boy, this, I didn't think it had been this long. 1996 was the first year. A swing and a miss, and check me now. Now, I'm sorry, De La Santos had played for Gimme Swings into high fly ball into center field. That's going to drop for a base hit. De Los Santos, forgive me, I was one batter off. And De Los Santos going to come to third. There will be a throw. Got a chance. He's going to be out. Early space safe. Oh, the throw got there, I thought, but De Los Santos with a triple. Forgive me. I'll tell you exactly what I did. De Los Santos triple just in that opening in deep center field, right side of the batter's eye. And he stretched it to a triple, which was risky. Caden Trinkle put the ball back in. Pretty good relay, but ran out of room. Forgive me. A.J. Vukovich ended the 5th inning on a fielder's choice, and I had forgotten to forgot to credit that to Vukovich, so I had him coming up in the 6th. So Melendez, the strikeout. Beer, the bounce out. And now a triple by De Los Santos, and the tying run is 90 feet away. Two men down, and Nathan Castillo will come to the plate. Stretch by Weisenberger, runner at third, two men down. Pitch maybe a bit high, one ball, no strikes. Castillo has bounced to shortstop and struck out. So again, Melendez with a strikeout, Beer with a bounce out. Triple now for De Los Santos, tying run, third base, two out. Pitch from Weisenberger, low and blocked by William Simonite. Good play there by Simo. Four, three Rockhounds, last of the sixth inning. Boy, De Los Santos send one that dropped and got into that corner area at the edge of the batter's eye in deep right center, stretched it to a triple. Puts extra pressure, of course, on the battery. Pitch from Weisenberger, and he bounces one up there, and Simonite makes the play. Oh, my goodness, there should be a stat for that. A lot of it would be judgment, but, boy, no question, that was an absolute run saved in a one-run game in a critical weekend. The play by Simo. So 3-0 to Castillo. See if he is green-lighted here. Juan Centeno on deck. Weisenberger set. Jack's pitch, and that's outside. That's ball four. So first and third for Juan Centeno. He's one for two. He has struck out back in the second inning and doubled leading off the fifth. And came across to score. So the base runners are De Los Santos at third base. Castillo is at first. Castillo has 18 steals in 24 attempts. So, boy, I don't know. I don't know that you try a double steal with De Los Santos. Castillo has a good lead. Not going. Pitch to Centeno. Check swing. They will appeal. I think he went. And yeah, he did. There's just not much doubt about that. It did take appeal, but that was a pretty good half swing at least. So Centeno at the plate. Weisenberger set. Runners there, leads at the corners. Runner does go. Pitch is taken. There'll be no throw. So a stand-up stolen base for Castillo. And now Amarillo has the tying and go-ahead runs in scoring position. And a 1-1 count. Catcher Juan Centeno. Stance as always. Spread wide. One ball, one strike. Two on, two out. 4-3 Hounds in the sixth. Stretch and pitch by Weisenberger, sent foul. Wide to the third base coach, Sean Roof. Count as a ball and two strikes to Centeno. At the first two outs of this inning did Jack Weisenberger, then gave up the triple and the walk. Pitch in the dirt again and again. Simo blocks it. That is at least twice, and he'd make a case for three times. He has saved a run in this half inning as Simo. Two balls, two strikes. Runners at the corners. Jack leans in, has the sign. He comes set. 2-2 count. Centeno waits. And time is called, boy, just in the nick of time by Centeno. Granted by Kellen Martin, our home plate umpire. That was a good activity in the bullpen, and Jack Cushing is up and warming. He has a save in this series. Weisenberger set, first and third, the runners. Stretch, kick and pitch to Centeno, and a base hit up the middle, and the Sod Poodles are going to take the lead. It's 5-4. Juan Centeno, two-run single. And Amarillo has tied it and taken the lead on one swing. De Los Santos with a huge triple with two outs in this inning. And Centeno is two for three, and he has really come up big. So it is now 5-4. The Sock Poodles back on top. Giancarlo Cintron is the batter. It started with the bases empty and two men down. Pitch down and away for a ball, 1 and 0. Triple, walk, the steal, and again, mention the steal. They put two runners in scoring position. Had Castillo not stolen the base, this would be a tie game. Of course, Amarillo would still have first and third, but instead, the Sod Poodles have the lead. Weisenberger's set, and the pitch on the way to Cintron, and that's down and away, and that's ball two, 2-0. And Jack has not pitched much in game action in 2023, so undoubtedly, I would think a short stint for him. Jack Cushing already up and warming. Two balls, no strikes. It's from Weisenberger, and that is a strike knee high on the outside edge, so it's 2-1. Two balls, one strike. By the way, heck of a game going on in Frisco. Corpus Christi 1, Frisco nothing. Bottom of the seventh. Hooks have a run on seven hits. Frisco no runs on two hits. That would be good news for Amarillo. Here's the pitch to Cintron. Swung on and missed. Count goes 2-2. Off-speed pitch, and Cintron was out in front. Top of the order. Camden Dusenak on deck. In the bottom half of the sixth inning. Sod Poodles with a two spot. They have taken the lead. Weisenberger's pitch. Swung on and missed. Chased one down and away. Cintron, don't see him chase much. He's done that twice now in this ballgame, but not before the Sod Poodles regain the lead. Two runs on two hits and a walk. No errors and a man left on base. So we're bound for the top half of the seventh. Our Village Car Wash score now reads Amarillo 5 and the Rockhounds 4.
VIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds, and they can be your getaway too. Cowboy fans, check out our packages for the 2023 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages, too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Sundays are family days with the Hounds. Get five tickets for just $25 with a coupon from the Saturday edition of the Midland Reporter Telegram. Family Sundays are made possible by Academy Sports and Outdoors and by All-American Chevrolet of Midland. Game time is 1 o'clock at Momentum Bank Ballpark. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Both teams will have the top of the order here in the stretch inning. It's 5-4 Amarillo. Back and forth ball game. The Sod Poodles lead to the top of the seventh. Cooper Bowman, Drew Swift, and Max Muncy facing Taylor Rashi. He has faced four, retired four. And finds the just off the inside corner, one ball, no strikes to Cooper. I'll chastise myself for trying to spot corners from up the right field line. That's not a good idea. This pitch does get there, called strike one and one. Cooper is 0 for 1, a walk, a strikeout, and a sacrifice bunt that was successful, a good bunt. Cooper swings ground ball toward the shortstop. Cintron will make the play, and the low throw is handled. One up, one down in the seventh. Batter is Drew Swift, 0 for 3, reached on a two-base error on right fielder Nathan Castillo that turned into a two-run inning for the Hounds. They took the lead in this ballgame 4-3. Jack Cushing, by the way, is up and warming again, so he will come on it appears, in the seventh inning for the Rockhounds. Here's Rashie's first pitch. Up high to Drew for ball one. Max Muncy to follow here in the stretch inning. Rashie's pitch is bounced foul right at the plate and dribbles away. One ball and one strike. Drew a strikeout, a bounce out to third, and then reached on the error. Right-handed hitter at 281. Now it's down by a run in the seventh. A swing and a foul back, and it's 1-2. Obviously, arithmetic doesn't say that out by four games with 12 games to go that you're out of the race. But, boy, I mean, you're hanging by a thread. And you're a swing and a miss. Boy, a good upper edge pitch. Wasn't real hard. It was 89, but elevated a little bit, and Drew swung right through it. Two men down in the seventh inning. Rashie, who has a lot of experience, has really been outstanding in this game. He's faced, seven batters, and I guess faced six, retired six. A couple of strikeouts for him, including that one to Drew. Now here's Max Muncy. Takes a strike to the knees, outside corner, 0-1. But if Amarillo wins both ball games this weekend, Rockhounds' chances are very slim, swinging a foul straight back. If the Hounds split these two games tonight and tomorrow afternoon, then they are certainly right in the thick of it. And if they can rally back, win this one, and take tomorrow as well, I'm just saying that if they can do that, then they would be in a tie for first place with 12 games to go. So that's how pivotal this weekend is. That's what, about 20 hours or so, not even that. Pitch down and away, and the count is 1-2 now to Max. Teams play at 1:05 tomorrow. It's the other reason to say that opening night 7-6 walk-off, boy, that's a tough one. Swing and a miss, and Max out on strikes. And boy, Taylor Rashie has now faced seven batters. He has retired seven batters, three by strikeout. He's been outstanding. It's being acquired on waivers by the Diamondbacks, and he comes in and sets the Rockhounds up and down in order, not once but twice. Seventh inning stretch, a little non-Googleable coming up for you. Our Village Car Wash score of the game, Amarillo 5, Rockhounds 4.
The game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Seventh inning stretch here at Hodgetown, and it is Amarillo 5 and the Rockhounds 4. Jack Cushing will face the top of the order on in relief. Jack Weisenberger, one inning, two hits, two runs. They were both earned. He walked one, struck out one, so he is right now anyway on the line in this ball game. And Jack Cushing out of the Rockhounds bullpen again. He has been a starter most of his career and most of this year, but recently the transition to the bullpen with Brady Basso for one anyway coming up from advanced single A. Do a little non-Googleable trivia for you as well as we go to the bottom half of inning number seven. So it's the top of the order, Camden Dusenak and Caleb Roberts and A.J. Vukovic. Cushing with a first delivery, and it's popped foul straight back out of play by Dusenak. 0-1 to count. Our non-Googleable will be very quick this evening. Activity now in the Amarillo bullpen, so Taylor Rashie's day was outstanding, maybe done. Bouncer foul, it's 0-2 now to Dusenak. It was on this date that the second major league team to be named after an entire state announced their nickname. They were named after an entire state, but what was the first Major League team to be named not after a city, but named for an entire state. Pitch foul back, still 0-2. Just a pitch and a half on this. First Major League team to be named after not a city, but an entire state. On this date, a second team joined them. Pitch by Cushing. Called third strike of the knees, and Dusenak is out. He will linger and discuss briefly. Strike out for Jack. Well, let's do it this way. On this date, and they've changed their moniker multiple times, the Los Angeles Angels, because they were moving to Anaheim, became not the Anaheim Angels, not then anyway, but the California Angels. Pitch misses inside to Caleb Roberts, 1-0. So the Los Angeles Angels became the California Angels. They became the second team to be named after an entire state. The first, which drops down low, making a 2-0 count, the Minnesota Twins, 1961, when the Washington Senators moved. Oops, something got loose here. I'm guessing maybe, out of the Amarillo bullpen. Well, that rolled all the way down behind home plate. Two-0 count. Caleb Roberts homered twice last night. Takes. That's down and in. Ball three. Place you don't want to go there. 3-0 to Roberts. Vukovic and Melendez to follow. The old Washington Senators moved to Minnesota, and they were named the Minnesota Twins. First team ever to do that. There's a swing and a line drive over the glove of Jack Winkler down the right field line. Lazaro will make the play. Big turn to holding that first base is Caleb Roberts. So a base hit for Roberts on a 3-0 pitch. Sends a sharp single down the right field line, and now it is one on, one out for A.J. Vukovic. Now it's into a fielder's choice his last time up, which I then failed to put down on my card and had the guys out of order a little bit in the following inning. The Vukovic 0-for-3 is the batter, one on and one man down. Right-handed hitter waits. Big swing and a miss, 0-1. Of course, there is now one other team named for an entire state. For now, the Mets and the Yankees, you could make a case, but they are, in each case, it relates directly to New York City. Pitch swung on and missed, and it's 0-2. The other, and interestingly, Minnesota, the Twins, when they came to be in 1961, they were the former Washington Senators. And when the other team named for an entire state was born in 1972, they were the former Washington Senators, and of course they are the Texas Rangers. Pitch is a swing and a miss. Went a three-pitch whiff for Jack Perkins, so two strikeouts sandwiched around the base hit. Two down in the seventh, and here is Ivan Melendez. He's 1-for-3 with a single and a pair of strikeouts. Of course, the Angels have, my goodness, they have been the Los Angeles, what was he? Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Oh, my God, there's a swing and a miss, 0-1 to Melendez. They've been the California Angels, the Anaheim Angels. They were originally the Los Angeles Angels. And, of course, they are the L.A. Angels again now, so they've finally come full circle. Stretching the pitch down and away for a ball. Count is 1-1. Going through a bunch of logos. Of course, our franchise was from 1985 through 1998, the Angels AA affiliate. A couple of those logos, I don't know. Swing and a miss, it's 1-2. And they were right. It was the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. I'm trying to remember how they phrased that exactly. The strangest deal. They've gone back to Los Angeles Angels these days. Changed their name for the first time on this date back in 1965. Stretched by Cushing. Melendez waits. Runner at first. Pitch up high. Inside. So count is 2-2 to Ivan Melendez. It is 5-4 Amarillo. Bottom of the seventh. One man on and two men down. Jack Cushing out of the Hounds bullpen. Trying to keep this a one-run game. Dangerous hitter at the plate. Melendez waits. Pitch swung on and missed. Did he foul tip it? Yep. Wow. The ball Talk about close. Just got out of Simo's glove, and the ball just resting against his foot. Boy, talk about game of inches. 2-2, second time. Melendez with another opportunity. Caleb Roberts, who runs very well, takes the lead. Pitch to Melendez. Swing and a miss, and he did get it. So Jack strikes out the side. Roberts interrupts briefly with a base hit, but no damage done. And we have played seven, and the Hounds are down to six outs remaining in a one-run ball game, which is a pivotal game in the Texas League South Division. Amarillo goes to the bullpen. We'll come back with totals in a moment. Village Car Wash score through seven innings at Hodgetown. Sod Poodles 5, Rockhounds 4.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plans. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
This is a pivotal series. It has come down to a 2-2 split so far. Two games remaining and a one-run game tonight. Amarillo 5, Rockhounds 4, top half of the eighth inning. Hounds will have Lazaro Armenteros, Cameron Masterman, and Daniel Susak facing the big right-hander, Christian Montes de Oca. Juan Centeno coming out to visit with him. Home plate umpire came out almost all the way with him. Don't know if this will count as a mound visit. I think Amarillo's dugout wondering the same thing. But perhaps it is. Now Centeno will jog back behind the dish, and Lazaro will stand in. 5-4, Amarillo. Ball game has had a couple of lead changes. Home runs were big early. Hounds manufactured a couple in the fifth on almost everything short of Visa and MasterCard. Lazaro, a swing and a miss. Foul tip, 0-1. Lazaro, a two-run home run in the fourth inning that tied it, and he walked in the fifth. 1-2. Pitch bounces up there. The count goes 1-1 from the big right-hander, Christian Montes de Oca. His 38th appearance out of the bullpen. He's at a 4.7 ERA. Pitch to Lazaro has bounced foul. Count stays 1-2. Montes de Oca in 51 and two-thirds innings, 46 base hits, 22 walks, 46 strikeouts. Lazaro stands back in. Base is empty. We're in the top of the eighth inning as he leads it off. 5-4 Amarillo. Pitch swung on. Hard hit. And that's a base hit to left field. Armenteros leadoff single in the eighth. Batter is Cameron Masterman. He's 0-3. With that hit, Rockhounds now have 4 runs on just 5 hits. Amarillo 5 runs on 9 hits, but Sod Poodles have 2 errors. They came in the same inning in the fifth, and they were both very costly. So here's Cameron. Swings in a ground ball between third and short. Base hit left side, Cameron Masterman. Boy, what a time to come up with his first base hit of this series. Oh, man, there are times you just have to say it. He's had a lot of strikeouts in this series. That has to just feel terrific. Cameron jumping on the first pitch, and he drove it sharply. It was hit hard enough that he got between third and short. Both Melendez and Cintron tried to make the play, but the ball got between them. And now Here's Daniel Susak. He's 0 for 3 in this one. 2-1. Nobody down. Takes high strike. 0-1. Daniel 3 for 9 since joining the ball club. Joined the team on Wednesday. He's playing now in his third straight game. Swings and misses. Boy, really chased one down there. It's 0-2. Again, making the transition to double A. We'll see better pitching, and of course that'll be the same in the next two levels, but jump from single A to double A, as we well know, a tough one. Pitch swung on, line drive, and that is caught, and oh, and they call a double play. Say Lazaro's out at second base. Line drive up the middle, snared, and to second. Boy, that was close. And now down to second base goes Jack Winkler after everything was, Cameron Masterman after that play was not yet dead. Well, that was interesting. But Cameron gets to second. Going to get a replay of that. Line drive, gloved it short by Cintron, went to Dusenak. And now I'm trying to see when Cameron Masterman decided to try to move up. Boy, it didn't really have a good, even the TV camera kind of missed that, but Jack, Cameron Masterman moves up to second, so it is two out, runner in scoring position, and a swing and a miss as Jack Winkler comes up empty. Jack's the guy at the plate, and I tried to get ahead of myself. So, man, that's almost cruel and unusual punishment. Pitch down and away for a ball, and the count is one ball, one strike. Don't know if Cameron might have gone halfway and then eventually just moved up, but the play had Lazaro out at second baseman. Masterman eventually ends up at second. Here's a pop foul out of play. It's 1-2. But, man, for Daniel Susak, I mean, he hit that ball hard, and it turns into a 6-4 double play. And first and second, nobody out. Turns into one man on with two men out, with Masterman again wrangling his way to second base. A swing and a miss. Jack Winkler is out. The inning is over. And, boy, the Rockhounds had a golden opportunity there. And a hard-hit ball turns into a double play. No runs on two hits. No errors. A man left on base. And the Sod Poodles now maybe, well, they're three outs away from taking a three-game lead in this division. One game to go tomorrow afternoon. Jack Cushing goes back to the mound, and we will go to the bottom half of the eighth inning. Our Village Car Wash score of the game, Amarillo 5 and the Rockhounds 4.
Always cook.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas-certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
Last of the eighth, and Seth Beer will lead it off. He of the three home runs last night. Takes inside ball one. One ball, no strikes. Well, this game will come down to the wire in the ninth inning. And, boy, the series may come down to the wire tomorrow afternoon. Pitch down low to Seth. Ball two, 2-0 to the left-handed hitter. home runs in last night's game. First three at-bats. Picks up high here, ball three. Three balls and no strikes. Hounds in the ninth. We'll have William Simonite, Caden Trinkle. Then back to the top of the order for Cooper Bowman. The 3-0 pitch will get there for a called strike. If you're swinging the bat like Seth Beer, you probably don't want to draw a walk right now. Pitch by Cushing, and that ball hit in the air to deep center field. Seth Beer, and I think he's done it again. He has. It is a home run high off the batter's eye and straightaway center field. Seth Beer's fourth home run in the last two games, and that ball was absolutely belted straightaway center field, high on the batter's eye. So that's a, boy, I mean, 400 feet and a whole big bunch more. Well, like I say, that 3-0 pitch, when that was called a strike, he probably exhaled. Boy, that just adds a little bit of a comfort zone swinging strike. Davison De Los Santos. De Los Santos is 2-for-3 with a solo home run and a triple. Triple is one I'd love to have gotten a second look. They didn't replay it that I saw, and I just was curious about the swing. Here's a called strike, and it's 0-2. And the kid is really strong. His home run to left field in the second inning got out of here by a bunch. Camden Dusenak, probably a somewhat Hodgetown-ish home run. The other two the Sod Poodles have hit have been absolutely crushed. Swinging a foul straight back. Count stays 0-2, so it's 6-4. And the Hounds just one shot left at it. And again, if a comeback is not on the boards tonight, a swing and a miss, and De Los Santos out on strikes. He has a high strikeout total as well, but also a lot of power. So one man down. Fourth strikeout for Jack Cushing. And here's Nathie Castillo. He's 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored, and that was a big one in the sixth inning. He eventually scored the go-ahead run. Pitch swung on, pop high in the air, right side. Jack Winkler giving a look on the run. Ball in foul territory. Jack can't quite get there. Boy, right by the railing of the stands. That's a really good effort by Jack Winkler. So it is 0-1 to Castillo on the high pop foul. Again, if the Hounds do not come back here, then tomorrow simply becomes as much of a must-win as you can have. The arithmetic won't close the Hounds out if they do not win either tonight or tomorrow or both, but logic does in terms of the second half. Bouncer, third base, foul ball, but Drew Swift went and got it anyway. Count is 0-2. Well, here's a little adding insult to injury. Drew Swift would be fourth up in the ninth inning. He has an 11-game hit streak on the line. He's 0-for-4. 0-2 pitch, down and away for a ball. One ball and two strikes to count. You look at a pennant race and you're four games out with 12 games to go. That you're there. I mean, you're in it technically, but boy, that's tough. Pitch down low for a ball. It's 2-2. Always said, all you can hope for is be in the pennant race the last couple of weeks or so, and the Rockhounds really are doing that. Not sure we expected it. There's a swing and a miss, and Castillo is out. So, boy, Seth Beer's home run on the 3-1 count. Huge swing of the bat in this game in the eighth inning. Cushing has now struck out five batters. He's faced seven, struck out five, and given up a single and a home run. Juan Centeno, the batter, has the biggest swing of the bat in the game, a two-run single that gave Amarillo the 5-4 lead. Pitch up high for a ball, one ball and no strikes. Last of the eighth, Amarillo 6, Hounds 4. Pitch called strike, 1-1. Boy, middle of the ninth in Corpus Christi. We're at Frisco. Corpus is at Frisco. Is swinging a foul away. 1-0. Corpus Christi leads Frisco. Riders just 2 base hits. So, boy, Saturday night looking pretty good for the Sod Poodles right now. They would increase their lead to 3 over the Hounds, 4 over the Rough Riders. Pitch down low for a ball, 2-2. And they've really been the ball club that's been on top since the early going of the second half. Much of it anyway of the Sod Poodles. 2 balls, 2 strikes, bases empty, 2 down with a run across and Cushing with a stretch. Swing and a miss. Centeno, foul ball. Foul ball that dribbled loose. Boy, from this angle, foul tips. Tough to see sometimes. That ball did dribble away. Centeno, left-handed hitter. He's had a good night. He's 2-for-3. Double and a run scored in the fifth. And the key 2-run single. The go-ahead hit in this game. Ground ball, right side. Cooper Bowman backhands it near the shoot tops. Throws to first for the out. So the inning is over, but it's 1 run on Seth Beer's 4th home run in the last 2 games. No errors and nobody left. So one more opportunity for the Rockhounds. Montes de Oca will go back to the mound, and we will go to the top half of the ninth. And after 8, Village Car Wash scores. Sod Poodle 6, Rockhounds 4.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at texasford.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
William Simonite leads it off. We go to the ninth, and first pitch is up high from Christian Montes de Oca. Deoka trying to close it out. Hounds need 2. Pitch up high for a ball. Count is 2 balls, no strikes. Amarillo 6, Rockhounds 4. Sod Poodles took a 2-0 lead. Hounds came back to take a 4-2 advantage, and the Sod Poodles have scored the last 4. And we have, I think, a pitch clock violation. Yep, on Montes Deoka. So it is 3-0. He kind of stepped off. Pitchers can step off, but he cannot do it in a timely fashion. So a pitch clock violation, 3-0 count. Simo takes. And the count now 3-1 as that one finds the heart of the plate. 3 balls, 1 strike to Simonite. Leads it off in the ninth. Right-hander delivers. Swinging a foul back. Count goes 3-2. Caden Trinkle and Cooper Bowman on deck and in the hole. Again, Drew Swift with an 11-game hit streak. And, of course, that's secondary, but he would be fourth in this inning. The Hounds can get anything going here. They need a couple of runs. Pitch to Simo up high. Ball 4. Again, Montes de Oca does walk a significant number of batters. Walks a batter here. Got out of that eighth inning after back-to-back base hits leading off the inning. And Daniel Susak hit a line drive. But it was glove by the shortstop. Cintron turned it into the 6-4 double play. That's a cruncher. Just a well-hit ball that was simply caught. Now here's Caden, 1 for 3. Single and a run scored. Takes up high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Top of the ninth inning. Amarillo 6, Rockhounds 4. Montes de Oca comes set. Pitch swung on. Caden sends a high pop fly to shallow right field. And in is Castillo. I noticed he two-handed that after making the error earlier. Fly ball to right field. One man down. Top of the order, Cooper Bowman. Drew Swift and Max Muncy to follow. Simon Knight takes the lead off first base. Montes de Oca wearing the goggle-like eyewear. Right-hander comes set. Cooper waits. First pitch down the middle. Called strike 0-1. Cooper, right-handed hitter. He's 0-for-2 in the ballgame, plus a walk and a sacrifice bunt. Montes de Oca with a pitch, and that finds the outside corner, it appeared, and it's 0-2. And Cooper asking for his time. Seth Beer and William Simonite, an ongoing conversation at first base of noticing. Count is 0-2. Bowman at the plate. One on and one out. Top of the ninth inning. Hounds down by 2. Set by the big right-hander, Montes de Oca delivers and just missed. Boy, that's close enough to get a reaction from the crowd. Pitch did look a tinch low, but boy, not by much. They will replay this. And, yeah, pitch a little bit low. The 1-2 to Cooper, and he's out on strike. Strong third strike, two men down in the ninth inning. Well, that's disappointing. Don't want to walk away without swinging the bat, but in this case, Cooper called out on strikes. And so that's two strikeouts now for Montes de Oca, and now it's Drew Swift. And with this ball game down to an out. 6-4 score in the top of the ninth. Pitch to Drew, and that just missed. Maybe inside, one ball, no strikes. Montes de Oca comes set. Delivery swung on, and that ball is hit in the air, but to left field, and plenty of time and room, and Roberts has it. Drew Swift loses an 11-game hit streak. Rockhounds fall here tonight, 6-4. And that makes tomorrow, for all logic intent and purposes, makes tomorrow as close to a must-win as you can possibly have at this juncture of the season. Well, went back and forth. Rockhounds had their opportunities in this game. Boy, you look back at a line drive that turns into a double play in the eighth inning with two on and nobody out. And that is one of the bigger plays in the ball game. And Amarillo swings the bat well again. Seth Beer adds his fourth home run in two games for some insurance. And the Sod Poodles win it. 6-4, the final. Back with the totals in just a moment after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the Rockhounds, 4 runs on 6 hits, no errors, 4-6-0. And for Amarillo, 6 runs on 10 hits and 2 errors, and they were big, 6-10-2. Home runs in this game. Solo, Davison De Los Santos, his 17th, and Camden Dusenat hits his 8th. Seth Beer added his 4th home run in the last 2 games. He had 3 last night. That came late. For the Rockhounds, Lazaro Armenteros, his 13th of the year, a two-run home run that tied the game in the fourth inning. I think everything is set and in now in the box. It appears that it is. So in this ball game, beautiful. Got the ball. Got the box online. Got the box printed. I tell you, these folks are so good. Thank you, Corey. In this one, the winning pitcher is Taylor Rashi. He was outstanding. He faced seven batters, retired seven batters. So Rashi now 2-0. The save goes to Christian Montes de Oca, and that is his sixth of the season. Blown save, and the loss goes to Jack Weisenberger. He gave up a couple of runs in the sixth inning with Amarillo trailing 4-3. And he gave up a couple of runs. That was a 5-4 game. The Beer home run made it a 6-4 final in this one. Game played in 2 hours, 19 minutes of baseball daylight time. Good bunch tonight, 6,282 on hand at Hodgetown. But we'll check the other numbers for you, give you a look ahead at tomorrow. I think everything else is done in the Texas League, so we'll do that in a couple of moments as well. But for Amarillo, this is a really big win, and all the pressure now in this series, more so on the Hounds than on Amarillo, because the Sod Poodles are certainly going to lead the division no matter what when this series is over. But for the Rockhounds to stay in the running logically, tomorrow is very big. We'll set it up when we come back, and Rockhounds Radio continues and concludes.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focus Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Well, the home run is, again, a big, big weapon for the Sod Poodles. And in this ballpark, all the beggar. They've now hit 178 home runs. It's a league-leading total in the Texas League. And of those 178, 123, better than two-thirds, have been hit in this ballpark. And tonight, that was, again, certainly one of the big factors in the game. The Sod Poodles take the lead in the second inning. First of those home runs, Davison De Los Santos, solo home run to left field. It was 1-0. Leading off the third inning, Camden Dusenak goes deep to left field, and that made it a 2-0 game. And I thought Joe Elvis, Del Rosario, really battled in this game, gave up leadoff home runs in the second and third. But in each case, came back and got the next three batters. And there are times, and you and I have seen it multiple times, when that home run will really get something going for the Sod Poodles at Hodgetown. But in this case, a 2-0 lead going into the fourth inning. A leadoff double by Max Muncy is followed by a two-run home run to the right field by Lazaro Armenteros. And we were tied at two after the fourth inning. In the fifth, the Rockhounds were certainly beneficiaries of some miscues from the Sod Poodles. Errors will turn out to be very, very big in the fifth inning. Caden Trenkel leads it off with a single. Cooper Bowman drops down a perfect sacrifice bunt. Drew Swift, it's a line drive to right field. Nathan Castillo is there, but Flat misses the catch. And so it is second and third. Max Muncy, a ground out, will score a run. And after Lazaro draws a walk, Cameron Masterman, a ground ball to shortstop, and Giancarlo Cintron simply whiffed on it, and that will let a run score, and it was 4-2, Rockhounds. Sod Poodles get a run in the fifth inning, a leadoff double by Juan Centeno. He will eventually score on a fielder's choice off the bat of Caleb Roberts, and that'll make it a 4-3 game. And in the sixth, nobody on and two out, Jack Weisenberger on the pitch, and Davison De Los Santos, bases empty, two out, triples to center field. Nathan Castillo draws a walk. He steals second, and we said at the time that was significant, as Juan Centeno comes up with a two-run single with runners at second and third, drives in two, And that gives Amarillo the lead. They erase the 4-3 deficit on one swing by Centeno. They add the solo home run by Beer in the bottom half of the eighth inning. And 6-4 will be the final. So the Sod Poodles now take the series lead 3-2. They are now 10 over 500 in the second half. Again, this has been a very good ball club in the second half in particular. They are now 33-23. Rockhounds fall to 30-28, so they are 3 games back. Everything else close to being over. Arkansas is leading Tulsa 4-3, bottom of the ninth at One Oak Field in Tulsa. Springfield beat Northwest Arkansas 10-8, and San Antonio beat Wichita 5-3. So the Missions have made life a little bit miserable for the Wind Surge. Wind Surge lead now will drop back as Springfield moves into second place. Springfield and Northwest Arkansas on the heels of Wichita. Those two second-place teams separated by just half game. And Corpus Christi shuts out Frisco 1-0 on two hits. So this is a very big night for Amarillo as they now lead the Hounds by 3 and Frisco by 4. Rough Riders come here to finish the season. But right now, it is Amarillo certainly with the inside track, no question about it. Do not have a starting pitcher named yet for the Sod Poodles for tomorrow. Ryan Cusick will get the ball for the Rockhounds. Ryan 4-6, 4.91. Been an up-and-down year for the right-hander, but he will get the baseball tomorrow in what is absolutely a pivotal game. And I would think probably most everybody would be available. Jack Weisenberger and Jack Cushing pitch a total of 3 innings in this one. I would think everybody else would be available for that game. For the Rockhounds, again, it is, boy, almost a must-win. Within the current perspective, it really is a must-win tomorrow afternoon. 1:05 is the first pitch here. Join you just ahead of that time for afternoon baseball before the Hounds head for home. And tomorrow we'll tell you more about what's coming up, a terrific final homestand. That, hey, no matter what, great homestand upcoming. Final 6 games of the regular season for the Rockhounds begin next Tuesday at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Final 6 games on the home schedule for Rocky Town. For all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hards in the Panhandle, where the Amarillo Sod Poodles come back and win by the final score of 6-4. And until tomorrow, we'll say goodnight, Red. Goodnight, Leo. Goodnight, Mr. Scully. And goodnight, my friends, from Amarillo.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets, visit the Rockhounds store, and join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.